Hello, this is Vivi on 90.8 FM, Radio Campus Grenoble, with English Talk Radio. My guests today are the personnel of La Radio, the people who do the actual work around here. So please welcome Emily Waddell, coordinator of 90.8 FM, the boss woman, Pierre Drumeau, responsible for musical content and student affairs, and Christine Gonzalez, chief technician charged with keeping us all on the air, who is doing the technique today. Hello, everybody. Welcome to English Talk Radio.
Hello. Hello.
Nice to see you again. This is a very special time for La Radio as we are celebrating 25 years on the air next week. Give our listeners some historical background.
So we have 25 years. It's the 1st November. Yes?
Yeah.
Yes. The 1st November, we will have 25 years. So it's very exciting because we register the 25th of October. So it's like, yes, it's in 1 week. It will be very, very great. So it's about a history with Pedro. He's the president of La Radio and is here for 25 years and always defend, I think, the radio. It's a school radio and try to be a meeting point of the campus between the campus, the researcher and the city and the citizen. So it's very important. And we had for 25 years more than 650 adherents.
Wow.
Volunteers, and more than 250 shows for 25 years, different shows. So always about music, but sometimes about cultural effect, as you, Vivi. And I think Pierre can say he's okay with me, but I think we defend musical découverte and try to have an approach of lot of music style and lot of part of the world by doing radio shows.
So you're international. I want to mention something here that you mentioned when you started speaking, and that is that Radio Campus Grenoble is at the university, is in Evre. And for our listeners, Evre is what we call the hub or the student union in English. And here it's called, what does Evre stand for? Etudiant, yes. Vie.
Espace Vie Etudiant.
Vie Etudiant. It's held by a student association, and it's a unique association in France because in all city it's just university who take the Espace Vie Étudiante, and here it's a student association, so it's very great.
So, you know, it really is campus radio. Some people say, no, it's separate, it's not campus radio, it doesn't belong to the campus, but it's here. Mm-hmm. It's here, and it's part of a big part of the life here, I think.
Yeah, it's the meeting point of the campus, researcher, and the city.
Now, your job here at La Radio, Emily, what do you do? What do you actually do?
It's a very good question. I don't know. No, so I try to be the administrator of the radio, so I make a lot of paper and try to...
And
to,
files.
Yes, and files. And try to be the manager of all of the volunteers with Pierre and Chris. And try to be the communication agent. And try to do people just come to us and try to make some radio shows. And yes, I think I do a lot of things. Communication, administration, via associatives, like you try to make people be very good here and
You teach?
Yes.
You
teach. And we teach too.
If I may say, you say that you try, but I will add that you succeed.
Ah, thank you.
Oh, what a gentleman.
No, I mean it. I mean it.
Now, one thing I wanted to say too, which is part of your job, is connecting with other campus radio stations in France, correct?
Definitely. There is 27 other campus radio. And it's very great because we have sometimes the same problems and we can just exchange and try to have some meeting. And I'm very, a worker for this réseau because I think network, because I think it's very good to have this network because there is more than, I think, 700 radio in France, and it's very, very big, but we have 27 yes, to be in a network and just try to have the response to the same problem. And
right, so you're in touch with them quite easily, quite well, with the other radio stations, campus radio stations in France.
Yeah, definitely. Now I work for try to have some money from university, so I work for this in the network, but there is people who work about communication, or to have some volunteers to make radio show, or to teach people to have shows in the radio, because it's very important. So there is a lot of problem, and we try to exchange and make once the work for all of the network. It's very important.
Yeah, I think what's interesting that people forget, it's not just people behind the microphone that you're looking for. You're looking for a whole variety of people to do very different things at La Radio, right?
Yeah, there is a volunteer who just said to me last week, but you have so much the thing to do to have the work for 35 hour per week. And I was like, yes, because I do a lot of things.
Yeah.
But I think people don't know. And actually, we work about La Radio Numérique Terrestre. Mm-hmm. It's another thing who just be not FM on, the air. It will be another onde. And we work about it. And it's very long to have the file. But it's very interesting and a very good perspective for the next 25 years.
And you also encourage internationalism. You've said that. So people from other countries who are students here, because Grenoble universities have a lot of international students.
Yeah.
And so they're welcome too, as long as they speak some language.
Definitely. Today we just received...
I was about to talk about it.
Yeah.
Because we received with Emily an application for to join the programmation team to broadcast a show with music in it by an Irish student who studies in Sciences Po. And she was very enthusiastic and spoke a very fluent French.
Yes.
So I was very impressed and keen to welcome her here.
Yeah.
So if there are other people like her, they are, of course, welcome, and we will greet them willingly.
Well, that's what I like about it. I think that's very important. I've been around for a while, and I like the internationalism. I think that's, for a campus radio station, I think that's critical that you have to include, not exclude, and say, sorry, you know. But, you know, you can find a job for someone if they don't want to be on the air. There are so many other jobs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, your job here, Pierre. What do you do here?
As I just spoke about, I'm in charge of... coordinating a volunteer team here in campus of 10 people who choose which music will be broadcasted on air. So each month we make a playlist which is broadcasted via our software, Rivendell.
Mm-hmm.
And it's 40 albums and 15 maxi singles. And it goes from everything, from pop to electro to jazz, and we have lots of things, mostly underground, because we prefer to to be, as Emily told you, a radio who make people discovering new things.
New things, yeah. And well, that's what radio, part of what radio is for.
Yeah,
we never course. Would have heard of half this stuff if we hadn't listened to radio. Yeah. It's the DJs that bring in the the new stuff and tell us what's going on. I think that's very important.
Yeah, of course. And I'm happy to say that this year, for the first time since I'm here, we welcome two new volunteers in the team of programmation. So we enlarge our possibilities, and it's getting to be bigger and more dynamic.
You're building your own corporation. Yeah, I see that. Watch out, Emily.
I'm sorry.
You have someone else here. She's not going to speak today, but she is doing the technique. Her job is Christine. Her name is Christine Gonzalez. And what does she do here, Emily?
She's the musician of the radio because she has to take care. There is always something on air. Because we have a convention with the CSA, so it's the part of the state who just give us the right. to broadcast on air. So she have to take a part, a big part of this. And his best friend is Polo Rivendell with the software, as Pierre explained, where we download all of the shows and all of the music. So it's very important. It's a very important role, and she also teach people to make technique and shows.
Yeah, that's very important too.
Yeah.
Because without that, you can't have all the shows on.
Definitely.
Now, what about English on the airwaves? I always like to annoy people by asking this question because I know there's a limit. You can only have a certain amount of English. This is not in my script, by the way.
You mean musically or...?
Any way you want it. I mean, you can only... The French government says you can only have a certain amount of English on the air within 24 hours.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't think there's someone looking at their watch saying, oh, okay, Radio Campus just went over by half a minute. I don't think it's like that.
Definitely not. But we have to make a list for the CSA and try to always have 33% of music in French. So it's not like you don't have to have more music in English, but it's like you have at least this music in French. So it's 33 or 35%.
34, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
33, 4,
we're safe today, are we? We're safe.
Yeah.
You're not going to cut it off. Well, I think that's relevant in some ways, but, you know, this drama that, English is taking over in France is ridiculous.
Yeah, definitely.
It's not happening.
I agree with you, but I think it's also important to promote, I don't know what the word in English, but francophonie. French artistic expression on French media. I don't think it's a nationalist issue, but we have to make sure that the artistical performance in French is respected. I don't think English is a threat for us, but we have to maintain a balance.
I completely agree with you. I'm on the other side. I'm saying I don't think English is taking over. I don't think it's possible.
Mm.
I mean, French is a beautiful language. It's a language that's spoken all over the world. It's not going away. And I think a little tiny bit of English on the radio isn't harmful to
of
French.
Of course. Well, yeah, we agree.
Okay. How many shows, Emily, this year?
So there is more shows who want to come to La Grille, the show's program, but I think it's something like 40 or 45, so it's the same as last year. And we have 5 new shows this year for the moment, so it's very big, and we have questions for 4 or 5 more show. So it's very, very good.
That's excellent.
Definitely.
So if I come in here and say, oh, I want to make a show about Russian dolls, let's say. I can't think. I'm not very imaginative today. And you say, oh, that's wonderful, Vivi, but we already have 5 shows about Russian dolls. I mean, you have to say things like that, right?
Yeah, definitely. And we also have to say maybe you can't have more, you can't have enough thing to say about Russian dolls. So when someone come to La Radio, and just say, okay, I want to be very specific, we always try to be very clear that we have to make more shows about this specific thing, and so we have to try to be specific but large to try to always have material for speak about.
Got
to
it.
Speak about.
I understand. How many adherents this year? So you've got 40, 45 shows. How many people are involved?
For the moment, 50, but I have to send some letters for the other who didn't adhere, but I'm like very, very, you know, proud, and we try to go to 100. Last year it was 120. So
that's still very good.
Go, go, go.
Very,
yeah.
Very good. You are listening to 90.8 FM, Radio Campus, Grenoble. Your flagship show. What is the name? When is it on? And who can talk on it? And what kind of guests do you have? You know what I'm talking about. Aperophonie.
Okay. I thought you meant by this which show we wanted to talk about to put forward on the mic.
No, what I'm thinking of is the show that's on at the end of every day.
Okay, okay.
There is l'apérophonie.
Yeah.
6 to 7.
Apérophonie, and people come and talk about that.
Yeah, and it's very, very great that you mention it, because today we was with 4 people who want to apply for a volunteer's application, un service civique, and we have to choose one of them.
Whoa.
To take part of the l'apérophonie, mm-hmm. to try to impulse very good vibes, to make our adherents speak on the mic and try to have coherence, between shows, and try to have more social and cultural shows. So it's very great that you mentioned it, and it's starts the 1st of November. So we have someone to speak about.
And when is it on? Every day?
6 to 7.
6 to 7 and
every
Monday,
every
Tuesday,
day, every
Wednesday,
day.
Week, Thursday,
yes,
Friday.
Weekday, definitely.
Okay, that's a lot of people.
Yeah. Definitely.
So you've got to be always planning ahead and making sure you've got someone for next Wednesday or next Friday, right?
We have a big Google Drive, and we try that people just not in it, but it's not very, very efficient. So we definitely try to have another way.
Right. Now, do you both have shows on Radio Campus Grenoble?
I used to have one. I used to participate in a play-on, the electronic show, mm-hmm. on Tuesday. But now the name changed, the team stayed the same. Now it's called Traffic 908. It's Tuesday from 8 to 11 p.m. And I decided to stay a little behind because I had too much to do and got a little tired of it. But from time to time, I will participate.
You'll be back.
Yeah.
You're not going away.
For a surprise show.
Right. Yeah. What about you, Emily?
I had one. It was cultural shows last year, one per week, 7 to 8 in the morning on Tuesday. But now we change with my friend Justine. We just try to have creative shows who is named Les Défricheuses. And it's each month at 10 on Sunday. And we try to take one thematic, and we create some sound with it.
Okay.
So for the next, it will be the fear, but it can be the tourism, it can be the cook, it can be our grandmother, because we're going to make some sound with our grandmother for the Christmas market on the 16th of December. So it will be
wonderful.
Very great.
Well, that'll be good.
Yeah, definitely.
Special times for everyone at La Radio because of the 25 years on the air. Any special events scheduled?
Yeah, definitely. The 2nd of November, we make a big event at Eve. It will be an apéro to drink something and eat something. And we try to make a DJ set, so it's free and you can come at Eve. We will be very pleased to meet you.
Okay. Talk about the variety of shows on Radio Campus Grenoble, because they're not all music shows. There's a variety, there are other things, right?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
We try to make some journalism, so we try to discover, understand, and share the world. So it's called rédactionnel in French. It's kind of part of journalism. We try to make some report and some documentary. And we make a special advertisement to try to have some creation, you know. It's a kind of a style.
Artistic creation.
Yes, artistic creation. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of creation who come from all of the France. And it's during Tuesday, during the lunch. And we are very proud to have it because I think it's a very little, you know, style. Mm-hmm. And we have to defend it. So
especially at the time when in Radio France, they cut the period when it was broadcasted and they cut the credit for it. So we have to promote it here.
Yeah,
you know.
Well, that's good, though. That's a good thing to do, the good thing that you're doing. Now, students make up part or most of the cadre, but not all. You have other people who are not students working here, who have shows, who do technical things, I don't know, writing, whatever.
Definitely. We have all of kind of people, actually. We are Radio Campus, but we are allowed all of people to join us.
We are an open radio.
Yes.
Open radio. Well, be careful. Don't fall out. Anyone around still from the start of Radio Broom?
Yes, you know it. Is Bertrand T?
You know, I can't make a show without his name coming.
Yeah,
out.
Definitely.
The almighty. The almighty Bertrand T.
Bertrand T. Yeah.
So he's still around. I always ask this question. Does Grenoble have a musical type?
I think...
Wait, let me finish.
Yeah.
The answer is always no. Just a lot of different types of music. Now, what would you say? Do you think that it has a sound? I mean, some cities have a sound.
It's kind of difficult to answer because I consider myself as a specialist in electronic music, so I will try to answer for electronic music. Mm-hmm. But I know there is also rock venues and places where you can listen to good rock or also jazz or things like that. But in electro, there are places where things happen also interesting, like, you know, l'Autracar, l'Ampérage, La Belle Électrique. So,
right.
Before speaking about music in particular, I think it's interesting to consider which places exist to play music.
Okay, getting a time up there. And what do you think?
And I'm sorry, I didn't think about music, but I think about the sound of Grenoble. And I think if you say sound of Grenoble, I say, okay, it's the sound of mountain. You know, your feet who just try to put in the snow. And it's definitely the ding, 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 ding of the tram.
Oh, yeah.
Of the tram.
Can't get away from that.
Very important.
Yeah.
And the water would just, you know, fall down in the fountain. Mm-hmm. So it's very important. Mm-hmm. And maybe also the cars in the street. But I'm very sorry, I'm not a specialist in music, so I can't say.
Well, when I wrote this question, I was thinking of music. But now you've said that very poetic, interesting thing.
Yeah.
I think of the time, this is going to sound critical, and I'm not being critical, in the summer when the students leave. And all of a sudden, there's this
so calm,
like white noise, you know? It's like all of a sudden we're calm. And you, at the beginning, you don't quite realize it. And then you say, oh.
Can be calm, yes.
We're very happy when they come back.
Yeah.
Always very happy when they come back. But there's a little time when people who live in Grenoble are, we get our city back.
Yeah.
You know, and it's a little bit easier to get around.
But it's also very, very warm. So,
oh, yes.
You know, you have the balance.
Yes. Well, I'm not into making weather forecasts, but we've been having eternal summer. We are going towards the end of October, and it's 21 degrees today with brilliant blue sky and sunshine. I did not see anybody in a bikini, but they probably could have worn one because we're still in summer. It's fantastic. It's cold at night.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely
and
cold at night.
In the morning
and
also.
In the morning, yeah. Okay, next question. So we don't really know. Nobody's going to answer that question for me. I know that one. So are you seeing any musical trends this autumn? Is there anything you picked up that you hear?
I won't answer for this autumn specifically, but in the future, I see something growing for my style, which I'm interested in. It's like, you know, trance Goa, music from India, which was played in the 90s, and now it's coming back, but played slowly by DJs who want it to be more immersive and hypnotic like it. You know, so
what kind of instruments? Are you talking about sitars and things like that?
I don't know which specific instrument I use, but maybe Indian classical instrument. It's true. But also synthesizers and electronic devices. But I'm thinking about DJ culture, you know. It's more and more frequent now to see underground DJ play it. And I like it very much.
So we're going to go back in time. We're on radio, so we can do anything we want. And we're going to ask you your favorite type of music. What was it when you first started to listen, when you started to be aware of music? I mean, some people grow up in a musical household, some people don't. So what do you recall as being the kind of music? She's laughing. Emily's laughing, so it's got to be something funny.
It's so cliche because I think I was 14 when I just tried to listen music. So it was like The Fall and Linkin Park. So it was like, I'm like a rebel and I just listen some American and English thing and never French because it sucks. So it's like very cliche. So I'm sorry, but I think
that's good.
I think Linkin Park. I think all of the songs of Linkin Park are great. I'm sorry, Pierre.
And you know them all by all the words, all the lyrics? You remember them? If we started playing one right now, you'd start to sing along.
Sorry.
All right, Pierre, same question. When you first started to listen, started to recognize something.
To my own music or to music which was around me?
Yeah, which was around you. And when you started to realize, hey, that's... Woo!
Yeah, at first, my parents always told me that when, as a baby, I loved classical music like Mozart and everything. I was very...
You were a genius.
I was happy when I listened to opera, but I don't know if it's true.
Very fancy.
I don't know if that's true, but then I listened to hip-hop and everything. It's varied, I don't know.
Oh dear, well, Chris is telling me I only have 1 minute, so I think that I'm going to ask you if you would change one thing about La Radio, what would it be? And don't say more holidays.
I would like volunteers give me more cook, you know, more biscuits and more cake and more tea and more thing to eat and drink.
Right, we'll work on that. What about you, Pierre? Quick.
I think I would love also sweets, you know.
I brought you chocolates last Christmas. It took you 2 months to eat them. So you want little ones?
Yes, just little bites.
All right.
Like very much. So.
Thanks to our guests, coordinator Emily Vardel, Pierre Deremont, and Christine Gonzalez doing the technique. Good luck with the celebrations and congratulations to La Radio for 25 years on the air.
Thank you.
You can listen to English Talk Radio on 90.8 FM, Wednesday 1900, Sunday 12:30, not forgetting the podcast, www.campusgrenoble.org. Thanks to Chris for doing the technique. English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio.
English Talk Radio.